with me in this interview is Meta Johnson. And Meta, I'm going to let you tell me the name of the company that you're here representing at the IFAJ Congress, and then we'll get into a little bit about what you do.
The company I'm representing is called Equilibre, which Equus is the first part of everything that's got to do with horses, and Libre is freedom or balance, depending on what language you relate it to.
Well, I think that you have a very interesting product that you are allowing us to sample here, and that is mare's milk, and something I don't think I'd ever even heard of, really, until seeing you on display here. I was wondering if you could tell us, first of all, what the product is, and then we'll talk about the historical development of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the product is milk from horses, and it's something that has been, most parts of the world have been using it for a health purpose, but especially in the Nordic countries, it disappeared with Christianity because it was so close connected to the old religious tradition as well. It was used to treat tuberculosis and whooping cough, which was the most common purposes of death among children. And of course, people would thank their old gods for the help, and they'd been doing that for thousands of years. So,
well, I think that's fascinating, and here you have a product for us to sample. Tell us a little bit about the product that the company is making.
Mm-hmm. What we are doing is we are selling freeze-dried mare's milk, and we've been using 12 years now to develop how to treat the milk from you put the machine on the horse until you have the ready freeze-dried product. And it's extremely sensitive product, and it's sold as raw milk. It's not treated with heat because it's got very high bioactivity, and that's what we want to take care of throughout the process.
Can you describe the acceptance and how you are marketing this product?
Well, we are mainly selling our product on the internet, and of course Norway is our major market. Our customers are mainly people who have immune problems, people who are undergoing cancer treatment, little children who don't get mother's milk, people with autoimmune diseases can benefit from getting a better immune system.
What would be a major difference in the way that you have to milk horses versus milking cows?
The major difference is that everything about the horse is related to that the horse is a flight animal. The horse should always be ready and able to run, and which means it cannot store a lot of milk. It has to be milked very often. It gives little milk at a time. It can decide if it wants to give you the milk or not. If it feels uneasy with your way of handling it, you won't get anything. And as well with the, how you treat the milk after the milking, it has to be processed immediately. It's as fresh milk. It lasts for 48 hours.
Where does your milk come from?
Well, I've got a farm myself. I've got 15 mares there that I'm milking. And then I've got two other farms who are producing and selling milk. They are also different parts of Norway.
And how long has the company been in business?
We've been in business since 2000. We started to work with Mare's Milk in 95.
What else would you want somebody to know about Mare's Milk and the company that you work for?
Well, the main thing is a lot of people have the idea that Mare's Milk is something they wouldn't like to try it because they think it tastes bad somehow. Mare's Milk is light, sweet, kind of fruity.
Well, especially when you mix it like you did here. Describe the drink that you offered to the journalists who are attending here.
Well, it's made from mare's milk, fruit juice, curacao, and vodka. And it's just to make it make people a bit more curious.
Well, it got my curiosity up, and I certainly tried it, and I thought it was excellent and very enjoyable, and I'm sure that everybody else did too. Well, thank you very much, Meta Johnson, for being with us here at the IFAJ Congress. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.